Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Nick and Cecil. Here's former Denver Bronco Nick Ferguson and 104.3TheFan.com Cecil Lanny.
2-1 to the dangerous Dante Bichette.
Bichette needs a single to hit for the cycle in this game. He has a double, a homer, and a triple. And he sends this one to center field. Good one. Looking at it, it's over his head, and the Rockies win it. Dante Bichette hits for the cycle, and the Rockies win this game.
Chandra Ochar and Nick Ferguson with you. It is Legends Week, powered by Siltahar Motors. And joining us now, the one and only Dante Bichette. Done with the original Lake Street Bombers and original Colorado Rockies. Dante, how are you tonight?
Good, guys. How are you doing?
Doing pretty well, thank you very much. Baseball seems to be rounding into form. Maybe we'll get something of a season going this year. But I wanted to take a look really quickly back at when you started with the Rockies. You had such a unique situation as a guy that started in the 93 season with the Rockies, and then the 95 season, the opening of Coors Field, and the birth of the Blake Street Bombers, of course, which you were part of the four with Larry Walker and Vinny Castilla and Andre Scalarraga. How do you remember those sort of two eras of Rockies baseball, even though they happened in pretty short sequence?
It was really cool times. If you remember, I think we, for about 5 years, we sold out the place. And when we were in Mile High, I think we had 80-something thousand opening day. It was crazy. We were breaking all kind of records, and it was a really exciting time. I remember sitting down with the team when Jerry McMorris addressed the team and said, you know, this is what you make of it. I mean, it's these fans want baseball, so, and everybody, you know, is getting a fresh start here, and whatever you make of it, it's your thing. And I remember taking that to heart, saying, you know what, make this work, because this seems like a really cool place. And it was a blast. I still think it's the best place to play baseball.
Dante, let's take you back for just a second. It's two balls, one strike, one out. Opening day, walk-off homer. The Mets are up 9-8. What are you thinking when the ball comes across the plate?
Well, you know, I remember Joe Morgan and John Miller talking, you know, because I about fell down the swing before that. And they were talking, boy, is Dante trying too hard? And Joe Morgan said, well, it's opening day. You know, home run hitters are trying to hit home runs. And I surely was, you know, and I was able to get, I think it was a 2-1 change up in the zone a little bit, and just came out of my shoes and was able to hit it good. So, yeah, man, I was thinking of winning it. I wanted to hit it out of the park, man. It was 14 innings, freezing cold. People tell me all the time, hey, I was there that night. And my first question is, well, did you stick around? Because it was long and it was cold, but it ended well.
Looking at another big home run that I think like really gets overlooked. Everyone thinks of Eric Young's home run at the opening day, as you pointed out, in Mile High Stadium. But the first home run ever hit by a Colorado Rocky and the first run ever scored by the Colorado Rocky was you. And you did that in the second game that the Rockies ever played against Brett Saberhagen. What do you remember about those very first days with a new team, especially starting on the road?
Well, I remember I also got the first hit by pitch, which was the day before off Doc Gooden.
So Don Baylor would have been proud, right? Really,
yeah, that, you know, I'm real proud of that, but man, that one hurt. And I didn't think there was any way I could play, but the trainers did such a good job. It was ice heat, like electric stem, and they got the swelling out of my hand. And so I had to I hit that home run off of Brett Saberhagen the next night, who the last time I had faced him punched me out like four times. So I knew that was a good one for me, because it not only was the first home run in the second game, but it made me realize that I was a better player. I was getting better, and it kind of catapulted me into a good year that first year. But, I mean, I got that ticket of that first game, you know, up on my shelf at home, and all those firsts were just really, really, really cool times.
Dante, when you look at this current Rockies group of guys, this clubhouse, as they're currently constructed, even though this is a shortened version of the MLB season, how far do you think that this team can actually go? And when you look at the pitching aspect, what is it that they need to do to get things on track?
Oh, boy, pitching's always an issue in Colorado, and I don't know. You know, with confidence, guys will have good years and bad years. It's a tough place. You just kind of can't look at ERA, and you gotta go out and get it. But then, I mean, pitching has to be there. I remember seeing 95 when we went to the playoffs. It was more about the bullpen. We had one of the best bullpens of baseball, and we had our starters. You know, they would go, but our bullpen is what really pulled it off. And I always felt like the bullpen was the most important thing in Colorado, because if you just don't want to lose those leads like you can late in the game there. So they got, to me, it's bullpen for them, and they got a slug. To me, the Colorado Rockies are about slugging, and they just got a slug with teams. So they've tried it so many different ways. To me, the Rockies should be a slugging team with a great bullpen. So I think they got great talent. They got young kids coming up that are starting to come into their own. So, you know, Trevor Story is a great player. Nolan Arenado is maybe the greatest third baseman I've ever seen. So they've got players, man, but just need to put it together. In 60 games, anything can happen.
We're talking with Rockies legend Dante Bichette. And Dante, when you were turning 33, you had come off of three straight All-Star seasons with the Rockies back in 97, had another very, very good year, another 118 RBI. And that's where Charlie Blackmon finds himself now. You aged very gracefully as a player. With someone like Charlie, when you look at the way he has played as well, any sort of advice you give him as he gets a little bit older too, playing in that big Coors Field outfield?
Yeah, well, the outfield and Coors Field, I mean, you just got to kind of grind it out. You know, I mean, it's a tough outfield to play. Balls are ricocheting all over the place. It's a big area. You know, Charlie's I had him his first year, him and DJ LeMahieu, and I just remember how hard they work and how smart of players they were. So I'm pretty sure Charlie's going to figure it out and figure out how to go about it. He works so hard. He's a different cat, but in a good way. You know, he's not the most vocal guy. You know, he wears a beard. He's a different cat, but you got to love him. And he's really taught himself how to become a power hitter in the big leagues. So, I mean, he's got that kind of ability and mental game to change his game and figure it all out. I'm sure he will.
Well, Dante, you're talking about, you know, guys learning to become power hitter, and you said that this Rockies team, they have to slug. That's part of kind of like the mantra of the Colorado Rockies. But how does one master that fundamental, becoming a slugger? Because I would have to figure that is very difficult for a guy to do just that on a consistent basis.
Yeah, you know, learning how to hit the ball for power is usually the last thing that should come. You want to first learn how to hit, be a solid hitter, to be able to beat a good pitcher, because, you know, good pitchers aren't giving up home runs. They don't walk you. You got to get singles off those guys. But the longer you do this and the longer you stick around in the league, the more you know your opponents. And like anything, you know, you go to war, the biggest thing is intel, man. You got to get intel on your opponents. Kind of lean on pitches when you think you're going to get them. And that's, to me, is what comes last in the big league, is when guys really know who they're facing and how they're going to get pitched. They can start hunting pitches, leaning on pitches in certain counts because they know what's coming. You know, and all you got to do is hit 25, 30 balls a year. You go to the plate 600 times, you know, 25 or 30 isn't out of the, it's not as tough as you think. They make a big deal of it. It's just 25 or 30 swings, but you got to kind of hunt pitches, and you can't miss them when you get them.
Dante, you're moving into a very different stage now, and that is, as a proud father of a major leaguer, of course, your son, Bo, arrived with a big splash in Toronto last year and on a team with a bunch of next-generation guys, Kevin Biggio, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. How just exciting has it been to watch your son perform on what's one of the more interesting and exciting teams in the league?
It's been a blast, you know. He's stepped up at, you know, already in a leadership role, which is really, you know, I can't be more proud of him to step up, take the reins, the leadership, kind of lead the way, set the tone as a, you know, he's a leadoff hitter for them. His work ethic is great. So it's really neat to see him personally. You know, he's worked so hard to excel at this level, but the whole team, it's a young team. Like you say, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is he's a dynamic hitter. Biggio is you talk about a plate discipline guy. And you got more. You got Travis Shaw's kid on the team. So or Travis Shaw his dad played in the big leagues. But you got some guys that you haven't heard of. Rowdy Tellez, Randall Grichuk is a great player. So Teoscar Hernandez. There's some real talent there. If they would have figured it out, they got Ryu pitching from the Dodgers this year. So it's a really exciting team. And hopefully they, you know, again, 60 games, a young team, you know, they might be in a good place.
Baseball was a huge part of your kids' upbringing because you played professionally. And there are a lot of parents out there right now trying to decide, okay, well, you know, my kid, you know, can play multiple sports. How did you narrow that down for your boys as far as playing multiple sports? Because I was reading something that, you know, your son, Bo, he was not just a great baseball player, but he was a great tennis player as well.
Yeah, you know, I kind of actually, if I pushed him anywhere, I kind of try to get him to lean towards tennis. And I said, listen, I mean, nobody writes a lineup, man. I mean, you can't get sit on the bench here, you know, playing tennis. You're going to play the game, and only you are in control of it. But they, as soon as they found baseball, man, they were in love, both my boys. And it turned out to be a great cross-training sport for Bo, because if you're an infielder, first-step quickness, agility, things like that are huge, and that's huge in tennis too. So I think it's good to let them play all kinds of sports. The key thing, if I were to give anybody advice on raising a kid and you wanted him to play baseball, is make sure it's fun for him, because if they fall in love with it, then you really don't have to coach them a whole lot. You don't have to do a whole lot. They'll take the reins and they'll do it themselves. And that's kind of what Bo did. He fell in love with baseball and I couldn't stop him at that point.
Well, here's hoping then that everything breaks right for both teams and we have a Rockies Blue Jays World Series. I could stand to see that. That would work out just fine for me. Dante, thank you so much for the time. It's always good to talk to you. Obviously, one of the most significant members in team history, and some of the more exciting stories may still be yet to come. So thank you for the time tonight.
Well, thanks for remembering me, guys, and God bless y'all, and hopefully things turn and we have a great baseball season.
All right. Thank you. Dante Vachette, the Rockies great, one of the originals, picked 1993 on, of course, the famous home run to open Coors Field, that 14th inning freezing cold one that, he remembers pretty well, as well as the hit by pitch by Doc Gooden. I like that too. That's, I bet you remember that one. That would be significant when Doc was still chucking it. So, great to talk to Dante Vachette. Thanks so much to our friends at Siltahar Motors for, putting all of that together. And the Rockies are on the mind a little bit. They are scrimmaging. They are getting ready for exhibition games. We'll take a look at where they're at and where they might go next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one, offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.